Well, good evening. This is Joan.
And this is John.
Now, we hope you had a wonderful month, and we look forward to sharing some more information with you tonight. Our format will start with a centering meditation and some additional information about tonight's subject, a channeling, and finally a Q&A and closing meditation. Now, Joan has some announcements about the website 2017 and some additional information about the interwoven aspects of our session. Joan?
When we spoke with Master Kathumi about a week or so ago, he informed us that it was important for everyone to know that there are two specific things that are going on in our current sessions simultaneously. Number one, we're creating a mastery in the use of the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation by using the four light templates that we retrieved from the time locks. We are being taught to recognize what hinders us from creating in the fifth dimension, and then how to create more precisely at a multidimensional level. We are being guided by the archangels and the masters to expand our ability to create unity within our physicality at all levels. And we are being shown the importance of seeing ourselves as love. The significance of love elevates our consciousness into a state of being rather into a state of feeling or doing. Another part of what is being presented in these sessions is the energetic influences that brings us into a state of unity. And as you know, the templates of fifth dimension are love and unity. This cannot be taught totally through words and examples. You must experience unity. The energetics that are transmitted in these sessions continue long after the sessions have ended. They influence you daily in your life in a very subtle way. They don't interfere with your energetics, but they influence you to stay in that fifth dimensional state of consciousness. An example of this is our last session. When Metatron talked about the flower of life and the different configurations of specific energetics that are within it, within the flower of life, it was not desired that you do anything with the flower of life at that time, but only to become conscious of the energetics that are within it. This alone influences you. So I just wanted to make you aware of that, that how multi-layered these sessions are, energetically as well as conceptually. So we encourage you not to push forward with new ideas of what might be on the horizon, but to use those energetics and to stay very conscious of yourself as present in that fifth-dimensional state of being.
Thanks for that update, Joan. That's great. If you'll please take a deep breath and help Joan bring forth our dear friend, Archangel Gabriel, to offer the centering meditation.